The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim, sitting in for Bernard Lim. As the cases of COVID-19 in Asia-Pacific inundate hospitals with new patients, governments with new data, and businesses with new constraints, ensuring continuity and productivity while mitigating risks and the spread of the virus has been key. Yet the big question has been the impact that this will have on our societies and businesses. How can disruption be mitigated during these unprecedented times? And can technology provide the solutions for containment and eventual recovery? The crisis isn't just accelerating the transition to automation. According to experts, it'll also boost investments into uncharted territory. And in some industries, that's leading to an automation boom. Today we speak to Adrian Jones, who's Executive Vice President for Asia Pacific and Japan at Automation Anywhere, on how automation is powering that change. Adrian, thanks for joining us today, and I hope you're keeping safe wherever you are.
Thank you very much, Howie. Thanks for asking me to come on the show today. I appreciate it. And all safe and wonderful quarantine or isolation, as we now call it. But all good. Thank you.
Happy to hear that. So let's talk about Automation Anywhere's latest solutions. You're helping some of us here in Singapore in contact tracing processes and also the World Health Organization. So are these the best use cases for Automation Anywhere's solutions?
Well, automation is probably, let me sort of give you a quick sort of thumbnail of what automation really does. Robot process automation, for a lot of people probably on the listening in, they may be not familiar with what that term is, but basically we take sort of these mundane human tasks that we do on an everyday basis and we automate those tasks. We like to say that we take the robot sort of out of the human and create what we classify as a digital workforce. So basically we can automate those mundane things of moving stuff from computers from A to B every day, as well as we have an AI technology, artificial intelligence technology, that basically, how you and I read a document, we decide what's important with information in that document, and we obviously do something with that information.
Yeah,
it's the same with our technology. We have a digital brain that can do that and look at a document the same way that a human can, and obviously decipher what information is important, and maybe email somebody or do something with it. To your question around, so obviously, where the world is today, we're obviously trying very hard to, as a company, to create solutions that help not just contact tracing, but help to automate processes that need sort of clinical data to be sped up as quickly as possible. We're working with like the NHS, National Health Service in the United Kingdom, for example, where we can take this clinical data from patients and give it to the World Health Organization very quickly to really speed up information flow of data that we can create, obviously, from that to really hopefully help them decide how this virus is sort of migrating or mutating as such, to basically give them more information about how helps all of us as humans. But we have a range of different solutions that we've been creating in the automation world over the last few months, quite frankly.
For some time, automation, or the word automation, has put fear in the hearts of workers, thinking that they'd be replaced. Right. Now you're talking about intelligent automation, which is the very thing that they say humans can still do and that robots can't. So we should be afraid, shouldn't we? The average worker.
I don't think so. I watch all those movies too, and I don't think automation or robots, frankly, are going to ever really take over the world. I think 25 years ago, people were scared about what the internet was going to do and take over the world, and now it sits in your pocket every day, and you can't do without the internet. My view of a digital workforce that we create and work, and automation, is it will help and aid humans for the better, for the good. If you look at industries over the last 5-10 years, even in Singapore, with companies like Grab creating more jobs for people in a taxi service, we see this as a sort of a proliferation of how humans work with machine, and how do we create more jobs by that, because we need more skills around automation, around artificial intelligence technologies. Those skills aren't always completely developed today. And so for us, it's about, you know, we believe that human and man and machine will continue to work together. And this is just another way of enhancing that. So I think, you know, everyone has fear factors when new technology comes out. But I think we've not seen in all the companies, from the enterprise commercial customers that we automate to banks to, you know, we automate people like McDonald's to Tesla, none of those companies are laying off people or moving employees because of
just
a digital
yet.
Workforce. Not well, and we haven't seen it. We've been doing this a long time now, and this is not like the last few months.
Fair
and so what
enough.
We've seen is they move to more productive jobs, right? So we want humans to be more productive, not doing mundane roles that we do every day.
Let's talk about then the role of bots in resolving some of those business issues. What are the issues to begin with? How do the role of bots help in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, everyone looks at bots as, okay, I want to save money. And so we got a lot of banks and financial institutions that say, okay, this is great, I can save cost. That is one factor, because obviously bots can work 24 hours a day. The human brain actually only works for 5.5 hours a day. And so after that, we make mistakes. Robots don't really make mistakes. And so they can go 24 hours a day being more productive than a human. And so what we see is this sort of complete byproduct, so that they can have businesses that are becoming more productive. They can process, whether it's invoices or orders or information, much quicker to the outside world.
Do we need to, Adrian, define what kind of bots? Are we talking about robots, cobots, chatbots? What kind of bots?
Yeah, no. So our bots are very simple. We classify them as software bots.
Okay.
So they sit inside computers. You wouldn't see them. They're invisible. We do have people that actually give them names, but they generally are invisible.
Like
they're
Jerry
software technology.
Or Larry or something.
Yeah, they haven't
Marshall?
Called them Larry, I don't think, yet. But we've seen a few of those. No
okay.
Howards yet. I'll let you know if we have a Howard.
Oh, come on. All right.
But we basically have these bots that sit on servers or computer technology, and they are software bots that do all of these tasks in the background. So that's sort of how they work for us. And then the AI piece of this is really we're scanning documents. We're looking at documents with our artificial intelligence technology. But we call them bots, robots, but it's a software bot that actually is not a physical-looking bot that you'd see walking down the street. So
right.
no fear factor there.
We're speaking to Adrian Jones, who's Executive Vice President for Asia Pacific and Japan at Automation Anywhere. So at this point, we're hearing, because of COVID-19, an automation boom is happening. Post-COVID-19, we will see this happen as well.
I think there's a few things. We see a lot of companies already before COVID-19 obviously wanting to automate. So everywhere we go, customers are looking to automate their tasks inside of the buildings that they obviously represent. So I don't think that will change. I think what has changed to some degree is that people now realize, particularly as people are remote working, staying at home, that they need workers, whether it's in accounts payable or whether it's in certain functions within HR, that they need processes done without humans. And so we see this demand increasing greatly because of obviously what we see with COVID-19, because they're going to need digital workers and automation for the future. So I think we see a lot of companies planning for that. We see companies coming to us now that because of the situation that obviously around the world that we see the demand definitely increasing for us as a company because of it.
Have you been able to see that businesses can implement your software bots very quickly during this time? Some of them have had to sort of accelerate their digitalization processes and transformation journey.
It's a great question. So what's great about our technology is the user interface is easy for people like me to use and build a bot. So we teach people actually to build bots in about an hour. We actually say in our new technology, we can actually teach people to build a bot within the time it sort of takes you to hire a Grab or call a Grab. And so for us,
that's
it's very quick and easy.
Yeah.
Very quick. It's very sort of drop and drag type technology with a user interface. And so it is easy to implement. We have companies that we go to one customer in 1 week and the next week they've actually implemented bots. So it doesn't take this long, you know, 6 to 12 months of cycle to actually implement bots. It's very quick and easy and very cost effective.
Moving forward, do you see untapped areas where automation can help and pave the way for future job opportunities for that matter?
We've tried very hard across the globe to work with universities, colleges around the world to actually create more skill sets around building bots. Because I think when you bring new technology like ours to the market, what you realize is that there isn't actually some of the skills that you need to build RPA and AI tools. We launched a $500,000 scholarship, for example, recently just for building bots for COVID-19 solutions across the globe. And so we're giving away money to developers and people around the world to help us build more COVID-19 solutions. And at the same time, we've got partnerships with universities in Singapore, et cetera, to help us create more curriculum around the skills needed for automation and artificial intelligence. So I think jobs will definitely become more apparent with this. We see the demand increasing rapidly to hire more people with this skill set. So I think, it's definitely going to continue to grow there.
There are lack of people with this kind of skill set at this point? Much talked about the lack of tech skills.
I mean, there is a lack of people that have what we call RPA, robot process automation skills. And so that's one of the reasons we created what we call Automation Anywhere University, to help train people online, to help train people to build bots, because we believe this market is going to increase, not decrease. And so because we need more automation guys out there to help us go do that. So, I think we are going to see the demand increasing dramatically. And so I think we've got a lot of colleges, universities around the world already doing a lot of that. They see that demand. But I think we could do it more for sure.
Where are businesses, you reckon, at this stage? Are they gearing up toward business recovery already, or still sort of in the firefighting stage?
You know, it depends a little bit. I obviously run Asia, and so I see different pockets of Asia, like South Korea obviously is open for business. Mm. Even China now is open business. I think it depends a little bit on the country we play in. But I think companies generally, we talk to a lot of CEOs around this region, obviously a lot in Singapore. They're all gearing up to get ready for sort of exiting COVID-19. I know that obviously the news and the media talk how bad it is every day, and I completely empathize with the tragic news across the world we see every day. But I do think that the companies are gearing up to look at automation. We have a lot of conversations with a lot of C-suite customers that they are wanting to implement quickly because they realize that that was probably not part of their plan, as they've done things in the last sort of few years from IT infrastructure. A lot of companies plan for like security and cybersecurity hacks and everything else, but they don't really plan for automation today. And so we see more and more companies at the senior levels of the companies realizing that they have to do something different around a human workforce and digital workforce. Mm. And, we have companies today in the United States, how either say they have, 10,000 employees and they have 2,000 digital workers, right? And so we're already seeing large corporations advertising how many digital workers they have working with human workers. And we see that obviously trend continuing.
Even post-COVID, so that'll be the new reality where some work from home might be needed. Not everyone's going to just, bats out of hell straight back to work when all of this is over.
Yeah, I think there will be not a new norm, but I do think we'll see more remote workers. I think this pandemic across, certainly in our region here, has taught us a lot of lessons around working from home. We have a lot of people working from home anyway today with developers that we have, architects that we have. I still don't believe that you will never get rid of this human touch and human interface, whether we're talking to people or customers. I still believe that that's very apparent in what certainly we do too. We believe the human touch, even building bots today, is very, very important. So I think, we can all speculate how much remote working will be. I don't think it'll change that much, but I do think that automation will certainly play a bigger part.
Adrian Jones, Executive Vice President for Asia Pacific and Japan at Automation Anywhere. Adrian, thanks for joining us today and stay safe, sir.
Thank you very much, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.